This is Bob Young again, and we continue our good news of 1939 with more glorious music from the stirring MGM musical drama, The Great Waltz, featuring the golden voice of Miss Milica Coryus. Now Maxwell House brings you the MGM Theater of the Air, where Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous producer-director, Mr. Edgar Selwyn, presents Clark Gable, Lionel Barrymore, and Rita Johnson in the drama, A Free Soul. Music, please, Meredith. And here are Miss Johnson, Mr. Gable, and Mr. Barrymore.
A Free Soul is the story of a man from the wrong side of the railroad tracks and a girl who was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Jan Ash has been brought up by her father, the brilliant lawyer Stephen Ash. He's taught her to live by his own code, which is to consider himself a free soul, not bound by ordinary morals or conventions. Jan believes in this code, lives by it. But what happens when this beautiful girl, this free soul, meets Ace Wilfong, played by Clark Gable, a man who has hoisted himself by sheer strength from the gutter to his present notorious leadership in the gang world? We'll see their meeting now. Ace is on trial for his life. Stephen Ash, played by Lionel Barrymore, is defending him. Things look pretty bad for Ace, but when he joins his attorney at the counsel table, he looks cool and unruffled. He looks with interest at his lawyer's daughter, Jan Ash, played by Rita Johnson.
Sit down, Ace. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Ash.
Am I on the way, Dad?
No, darling. Mr. Wilfong, this is my daughter.
How do you do?
Miss Ash, you should get some new pictures for the press.
Oh, should I?
They sure don't flatter you any.
You're on trial for your life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you nervous?
Me? Sure. Is blue your favorite color?
Why?
Well, I was thinking it ought to be.
Well, I'll admit it, it is.
Say, listen here, Ace. There's a lot of your gang scattered around the courtroom. I thought they were going to stay out of this.
Last day, I guess they think they came to say goodbye.
Now, there's an element called judicial notice has a lot to do with trials like this. All the district attorney has to do is to tell the jury there are a dozen of your men around with guns.
Get hold of Slouch Wiggins. He'll round them up and clear them out.
All right, then. Sit down. Mac, get Slouch and take care of that.
Yeah, Mac. Tell him to bring me a blue necktie right away.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. There's nothing standing up in the prosecution's case but the fact that three people saw you without your hat. But how that does stand up. Do you remember exactly what you answered when they asked you about it being found beside the body?
I said I had nothing to say. Didn't know.
Something you haven't told me that might help me out?
I wish I could, sir.
You're holding out, aren't you?
Mr. Ash? A guy like me has to ride with Lady Luck. A squealer leaves his pals in plenty of trouble.
Will you go to the chair silent?
You're defending an innocent man, sir. Now, that's all I can say.
Oh, it's wonderful, but it's darn silly.
Ace, your whole case depends on that hat. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Here's your blue tie, Ace.
Thanks, Mac.
Hey, you might pay a little attention to me. This is no time to be changing your necktie.
Well, I had a hunch I'd like to wear your daughter's colors today. Do you mind, Miss Ace?
I'm thrilled it is. If it's not quite straight, let me fix it.
Oh, thanks.
I wish you luck.
I guess I'll need it.
Ace, in a few minutes, I'll address the jury. I may decide to pull a rabbit out of that hat, and when I do, don't look surprised.
I never look surprised. It's no good in my business either.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm not here to frustrate justice, but to help you see that justice is done. If my client is guilty of murder, I want him punished. But if he's not, then I want to keep from your kind hearts the terrible responsibility of not doing the right thing about it. This hat, my friends, Your Honor, was found beside the murdered man. And my client was seen leaving the building bareheaded. Well, it's been proven. I admit it. Now, here are the initials. A.W. Well, it might be Arnold Williams, Adam Wright, Angus Woolley. It might also be Ace Wilfong. But this hat is the case for the prosecution, ladies and gentlemen. Will the defendant stand up, please?
Yes, sir.
Will you place this hat on your head?
Yes, sir.
It's needless to call to your attention, but the hat is at least three sizes too small. The defense rests.
Stephen Ashe has done it again, and Ace Wilfong is free. That night, the aristocratic Ashe family is gathered at a dinner in honor of the mother of the clan. But Stephen, who's been drinking heavily, celebrates his victory so thoroughly that he doesn't get home until his mother's dinner's over. And to make matters worse, he brings with him his notorious client, Ace Wilfong. The Blue Blood Ashe family is shocked. All but Jan, who resents the family's attitude, finally leaves the house with Ace in his car. An hour later, they stop at a roadside restaurant.
I just happen to remember I've had no dinner.
Me either. The air was so thick at the family table, I didn't have much appetite.
You know, they have great hamburgers here with onions.
Fine. Make it two.
Two hamburgers. Plenty of onions.
I must say, the ride shook me a little.
Yeah, I should think it might have. Why'd you keep hollering for speed?
Haven't the least idea.
Maybe you figured I couldn't talk much at 100 miles an hour, huh?
Didn't you want to demolish my family an hour ago?
It was a little below the belt.
And weren't you frightened stiff going into that courtroom this morning?
When I met you, I knew my luck was in.
You're the only really exciting man I've ever met.
Look out! Lie on the floor!
What is this?
Some of the boys must think your father fooled the jury. This is my personal relaxing room. Like it?
Very nice indeed.
I was afraid I wasn't going to see it again.
Well, now that we're here, would you mind explaining what all the shooting was about?
Oh, that's a rival outfit. In fact, the same lovely people tried to frame me in this murder case. As soon as your father won it, I was afraid the boys might be after me.
They'll try it again, won't they?
Yeah, they'll cool off in a couple of weeks.
You're amazing.
Yeah?
Life or death, insults or boosts, all the same, no change.
Poker face. You have to learn it. Sit down.
Thanks. What's in there?
Gambling rooms. But nobody comes out here unless I say so.
Including me?
Including you. Frightened?
I love it. This is one day that hasn't been like any other day. You're a new kind of man.
Well, sometime when you know me better, I'll tell you how I feel about you.
One day has uncovered a lot. I know your secrets.
There's one you don't know.
I like secrets told.
Yesterday, you were a million miles away. And now, here you are.
With a very unusual name.
Jan. Come here.
That'll be all. Please.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't offend you for the world.
I'm not offended. I don't know what's happened to me. Whether it's just the end of a perfect day or what it is.
Jan. I think you better go home now.
In the next 6 months, Ace Wilfong and Jan Ashe meet often. Stephen Ashe, drinking more heavily than ever, knows nothing of their romance. But one day, Ashe gets a call from Wilfong, who asks him to stop in at the gambling rooms in the evening. Ashe arrives, slightly intoxicated.
Well, Ace, here's to the happiest spot I've struck in a dog's age.
I'm glad you like it, Mr. Ashe. Are they treating you all right?
Never better. Fine. Say, why didn't you tell me about this this place, huh?
Nice to have you here. Have a drink with me, Counselor.
I'll have one with everyone in the house.
That's all right with me. Anything you like.
Say, this place must be a gold mine. If you've called me for another case, it'll cost you $10,000.
Nope, no trouble of that kind.
Well, you wanted to see me, didn't you?
Oh, it'll keep. Look around. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, you better tell me now. I don't like to be interrupted when I'm gambling.
Well, it's not easy cold like this.
Oh, let's have it. Let's have it.
It's about your daughter.
Jan? Well, what about her?
Why, I want to marry her.
What did you say? What was that?
What's the matter with that?
What's the matter with it? The only time I hate democracy is when one of you mongrels forget where you belong. A few illegal dollars and a clean shirt and you move across the railroad track. Gad. Have your boy bring me some drinks and don't insult your guests.
Mr. Ash, I don't know anybody else who could say that to me and get away with it. And you better not say it again, either. Boy, bring the gentleman all the drinks he wants. I'm going to my rooms. Yeah.
Hello, darling. I'm later than I thought I'd be. Have you missed me?
Hey, have I? You know, I love to open that door and see you here like this. It makes me wonder what the devil I'd do if you stopped coming around.
What would you do?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that.
Dave, you seem so serious. You really want to talk?
I want to marry you.
Why?
Why? Well, why do you think why? I'm off my nut about you. You know I am.
Well, why make so much fuss about it?
You know, there's something about you. I mean, there's some part of you that's taking it on the run for me all the time.
Don't be silly. I take it on the run right into your arms, don't I?
Yeah, just the same as your father does for Booth.
Ace, you're the one person in the world who shouldn't speak unkindly of my father.
None of your friends know anything about me, do they? You don't tell anybody anything, do you?
No, of course not. It's my own business.
Now, you're not shooting over my head, Jan. I got you figured pretty well. We're never seen together anyplace. But from now on, it's going to be different. You're crazy about me, and you've got to go all the way through. Why can't you marry me?
No ways, darling. I'm head over heels mad about you. You know I am. What's in the future, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
No, you're not. Nobody is. Marrying you is serious, very serious. It's the end of a lot of things for me. My world would close up on me in a minute.
Why worry about them, a lot of high-hat chiselers?
Oh, wait.
Hey,
no,
cut that, Jan. Get me cut it. It's not a laughing matter.
It's cut. Put your arms around me.
Oh.
That's better. Oh, maybe you're my sweetheart from the other end of the world, and maybe you're rank poison. Tomorrow we'll look into a crystal ball for what's ahead, hmm?
All right, all right. And who's doing the talking now?
That night, Ace Wilfong's place is raided. As the police arrive, Ace's henchmen, knowing the boss wouldn't want Stephen Ash's name mixed up in any scandal, break open the private door of Ace's apartment and push Ash into the room. He sees Jan and is instantly shocked into sobriety. He takes his daughter home without a word, but as soon as they reach their hotel room, a violent argument begins.
Ace Wilfong isn't good enough, Jan, even if you think you're in love with him.
Dad, yesterday you won your first case in 5 months. There's only one reason why you lost the others. Now, I haven't criticized or preached, and I haven't let anybody else do it.
Oh, that's not fair, Jan. You know it isn't. I've lived most of my life in great anxiety, terrific strain and excitement. I have to drink as I have to breathe. You know I do.
I think my reasons are better than yours. Ace Wilfong is the only man in the world I care anything about.
Oh, Jan, darling, this isn't love. Believe me, I've seen a lot. I know it isn't. Why, have you ever married him in 6 months?
I never thought of marrying him until now.
Oh, Jan, my baby. Now, oh, I'm afraid things have caught up with us. I've done you great, awful harm. But when I think of you and this mongrel...
Please, Dad.
Well, I'm sorry, but when I think of it, it's just complete eclipse. There's nothing left, that's all. Nothing. That's how much I love you, and that's what I've done to you. God help me.
Dad, I have a suggestion. Because I really love you better than anything else on earth. Another year like the last for you is just the end of everything. I didn't realize it till this minute.
Well, then...
I'll make a bargain with you. I can't go on and have you blame yourself like this, and I can't see you lose what a brilliant life has piled up.
A bargain, you say?
If you'll quit drinking, I won't see Ace anymore.
Oh, no, you should do it without any bargaining.
Well, I wouldn't think of it, Dad.
Well, I'm afraid I couldn't promise.
I'm giving up what's in my blood just as much, every bit.
Well, I'll try, Jan.
We'll bury ourselves for 6 months in the hills, and it has to begin right now. If you'll never take another drink, I'll never see Ace again. Never.
All right, baby. I'll try. All right, Jan. All right, dear.
So Jan and her father go away to the hills, and his regeneration starts. But the habit of years is too much for him. And though he fights it, he gradually gives way to temptation. One day, Jan discovers him drinking. Ash, horrified and with shame and remorse, runs away, takes a train back to the city, where he really starts to drink himself into a stupor. He's in bad shape when Ace Wilfong happens to walk into the cheap saloon.
Ash. Ash!
What do you want? Get away from me.
Bartender.
Yeah?
How long has this man been here?
2 days. He slept here last night.
He's in pretty bad shape. Bring me some ice right away. Then call the doctor at the clinic and tell him that Ace Wilfong wants him over here right away.
Ace Wilfong?
You heard me. Now hurry. How is he, Doctor?
He'll be all right, I think. Just about got him in time.
Good. Send the bill to me.
Whatever you say. This where he lives?
Yes. Will he sleep now?
I think so. But he might wake up and want to talk. Somebody ought to be with him.
I'll stick till somebody shows up. So long, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Give me a drink.
No, not for a while yet. How do you feel?
Terrible. Did you bring me here?
Yeah.
Where's Jan?
How should I know? I haven't seen her in 3 months, thanks to you.
Oh, I can't face her. I made a bargain with
bargain.
Her. Bargain? Yes. I promised to stay off the booze.
Oh, I get it. And you made her promise not to see me. Was that the deal?
Oh, she'll be looking for me. She'll loathe the sight of me.
You'll be all right. But if she's coming here, I better breathe.
No. Don't go. I've got to talk to you. I've got to convince
her. Now, if it's about Jan, it's no dice. I've thought about her every hour since she was gone. She's the only thing in the world that means 2 cents to me.
Now, you've got to listen to me. If you really love her as much as you say, you'll want to do the thing that'll make her happy.
All right. All right. Go ahead and talk. I'm listening.
From the depths of his heart, Stephen Ash makes a plea for his daughter's happiness, more dramatic than any speech he's ever made to a hostile jury. And finally, he persuades Ace, through his very love for Jan, that he must deliberately kill her love. Ash, satisfied, falls asleep. But Ace, steeling himself for the sacrifice he must make, waits for Jan to arrive.
Ace, what are you doing here?
I brought your father home.
Oh, where is he?
In there, asleep.
He's been drinking. Is he all right?
He will be.
Oh, Ace. It's so wonderful to see you again. Well, aren't you glad to see me at all?
Well, why should I be? You ran out on me, didn't you?
I've come back.
Well, with me, they don't come back.
You're still angry with me, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are, and I can't blame you. I shouldn't have run away. Forgive me, Ace.
All right, all right. Take your hands off.
Kiss me.
Say, what's the matter with you? Are you dumb? When a guy gets tired of a dame, there's nothing you can do. We're through, you understand? We had our fun, and that's all there is to it.
Is that all there ever was to it?
Certainly. You thought I loved you, didn't you? Well, I didn't, and I don't.
Then why did you wait for
me? So I could tell you. So you could get it straight, you understand?
Hmm. You're not a very good liar, Abe.
What makes you think I'm lying?
Because I know you love me just as I love you.
You keep away from me.
Darling. Darling.
Jan.
Well. Out of the way, Jan. So this is how you keep your word, is it, you swine?
Hey! Oh. Why did you do it, Father?
He promised me he'd...
Shut up.
He's still alive.
Yeah. And mongrels are hard to kill.
Please, darling. You tried to make me hate you, didn't you? But you couldn't.
Jan! Jan, call a doctor!
Oh, never mind the doctor. I got a slug in the belly. No chance.
Oh.
Don't worry. Better this way.
Ace. Ace, don't die.
Counselor. Counselor. How are you going to beat this rat?
I wouldn't want to beat it if I could.
Get a hold of a slouch. He'll show you how to make it a suicide. Goodbye, Jen.
No.
So long, Counselor. And don't leave your hat here. It might fit you.
Congratulations, Miss Johnson, Mr. Barrymore, and Mr. Gable. The MGM Theater of the Air will have to go some to top those performances. And now Meredith Willson and his orchestra with one of the leading dance hits of the hour. What Goes On Here in My Heart.